Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Marty Griffin. I wanted to bring in a fantastic leader and a friend, Sam DeMarco, with the County Republican Party. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you today? Thanks for having me.
Well, let's just be honest. Man, I got a text about this. And I tell you, man, my heart sank. It's hard for me, Sam, and I know you knew Joe really well. Man, it's hard for me to wrap my arms around the devastation of losing a man at 56 years old this way. Is it not, Sam?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was shocked as well, devastated on Saturday when I heard the news. You know, we had known that Joe had been in the hospital here with COVID, but in checking with his wife, Mary Jo, he had appeared to be on the upswing, you know, and they said he was getting better, his lungs were getting clearer and things like that. And we were just enthusiastically looking forward to celebrating with him, you know, him winning tomorrow. So it was a complete shock. And, you know, I can't tell you the feelings I had for his family, you know, Mary Jo and his son Christian, you know, when I heard he had passed away on Saturday. Devastating.
Yes, yeah, Sam, I saw the interview with his son Christian. Man, to lose your dad at 56, all politics aside, all COVID aside, these are scars that never heal, do they, Sam?
No, they don't, Marty. And, you know, Christian is a great young man, and his parents have done a phenomenal job raising him. I got the opportunity to meet him briefly as he accompanied Joe, you know, to a number of meetings that we had and was busy out there on the campaign trail. And I can tell you that, you know, while Joe always spoke, you know, lovingly and constantly of Mary Jo, he spoke with incredible pride and admiration in his son, Christian. You know, but you're absolutely right. That's a hole that can never be filled, and that's a loss this family is suffering far, far too soon.
Sam DeMarco, Republican Party chairman here. Man, I saw that picture after I'd received a couple texts, and it just makes me sick. It's so damn frustrating, Sam. And I know this, that you've lost friends. I've lost friends from COVID. It's so frustrating that we just can't get a wave of folks where it finally hits them that, and they say, this killed a friend. I got to get vaccinated. Wouldn't we at least hope that maybe that would do that this would do that? Wouldn't we, Sam?
Well, absolutely. Marty, I'm pro-vaccination.
Right.
You know, I got vaccinated last March, you know, when it became available here. And, you know, to my understanding, Joe had gotten vaccinated and took ill immediately after.
Yeah, I saw
now,
this.
I don't know what the details. Maybe he had been exposed to COVID, you know, at the same time. I don't know, you know, the details. But, you know, yes, I enthusiastically, you know, urge people to do what they can to keep themselves safe. And I believe vaccination is part of it.
Hey, I had J.D. John Nellon explain it somewhat. I'm hopeful, quite frankly, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I know he's still on the ballot, Joe Wise. I'm hopeful he wins tomorrow. Whether you want to send a message, whether you want to express your grief that way, what do you do if he wins, Sam? What will you personally do? How will this play out within your party here?
Well, I think, you know, one, we hope that Joe wins as well tomorrow as well, because this meant so much to him. He's worked incredibly hard, you know, to get to this point. And so I think, you know, it could be a, you know, final honor, you know, for Joe and the work that he's put in, you know, if he were to garner the most votes tomorrow. I listened to your interview with John Delano, and John is right. What would happen is Joe would be certified as the winner of the election. But because he wouldn't be available to be able to be sworn in, a vacancy would be declared. And then the council members of county council, in this case the Republican caucus, would select, you know, someone to fill his place. And that, you know, we've talked to a number of people. I've asked, you know, current county council member Tom Baker, who was stepping down because of a new role that he has.
Right.
You know, as the executive director of North Hills Community Outreach, if he would talk to those folks and see if it would be possible for him to potentially stay, or, you know, we would take and recruit and interview folks from within District 1 to make a selection of somebody to fill the interim seat until the next municipal election in 2023.
Sam DeMarco joining me, head of the Republican Party here in Allegheny County. Hey, Sam, I get really absolutely annoyed when I hear Fitz and Delano, and I know you'll confirm this, that tomorrow might get 20% turnout. Man, that's aggravating as hell, Sam, that 80% of the population doesn't give a damn about these important races. It's got to be frustrating to you too, sir, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've been, I actually, for the first time, this county party, you know, we've been advertising on radio to try to get folks to get out the vote here for tomorrow. And
right.
We talked about how these races touch every aspect of your life, you know, from the local judiciary to your school board to your municipal races. And you guys were spot on earlier when you talked about these are the folks that raise your property taxes, whether it's your local township or borough, whether it's your county or city. You know, these are the folks that have an impact on you. I mean, most folks, and many of them, their biggest tax bill is their school taxes.
Right.
Or one of their biggest.
Right.
Okay. And this is something that gets folks fired up all the time. And again, they have the ability to try to have a say here. You know, and again, listen, Marty, I'm, you know, I believe in limited government. I believe in
sure.
a government that intrudes as little as possible on folks. But government is also a necessity. Okay. And one of the things that you want to do is when you're electing people, it's not just to say, hey, I don't want to pay anything. I don't want to pay my taxes. But it's incumbent upon those serving in office to ensure that the tax dollars they are getting are spent as cost effectively as possible. And the services that you're paying for are delivered to the taxpayers as effectively as possible. So those are some of the things that you'll be voting on tomorrow. And, you know, we've been urging people to get out to vote. I look back to the 2019 general election,
right.
The last one we had pre-COVID,
right.
And turnout was 28.87 in Allegheny County. So, you know, I'm hopeful, you know, turnout will be, you know, at least that, if not more. And obviously, in my role as the chairman of the Republican Committee of Allegheny County, I hope Republican turnout is significantly
sure.
higher. And we're doing everything we can to try to boost that.
So if you're losing at least 70% of the population, you're talking about highly educated, highly successful people. Sam, what the hell is it? Can you put your finger on why people just check out for this? Why?
Well, I think what happens, Marty, is politics today, you know, is we can talk about how it's devolved in a number of ways,
right?
With the tribalism and the polarization and things
True.
Like that.
True.
But I think also part of it is people are busy trying to run their own lives, and they're out there working and raising a family and things like that. And you don't have the in-your-face constant barrage of television commercials, you know, in these local-type races
right.
because of the, there's not that type of money involved.
Right.
And I don't know if that plays a role or, you know, it's just, you know, exactly what it is. But there is certainly a drop of enthusiasm. I mean, it's funny, you know, people, I mean, the presidential election, they're all out. But like we said, these are the things that touch every aspect of their lives.
True.
You know, and 70% of the folks can't be bothered.
So,
yeah, it is disappointing, but, you know, I would rather folks that came out to vote be informed as well.
That's true.
I think that's important. So,
Sam, you do a hell of a job. It's always a pleasure. And I mean this, and you know me. So, if you hear anything from Joe's family, anything he needs, so I'd love to help, okay?
Marty, thank you very much. I'm sure that there'll be. You know, happy to hear that. Thank you.
Please let me know. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you, man.
You got it.